This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 17th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Washington florist who refused to support a homosexual faux wedding has lost her case at the state Supreme Court. Baronelle Stutzman says she will serve all people, but refuses to use her creative skills to celebrate all events. The court noted that Stutzman would have provided flowers for a Muslim wedding of a man to a woman. The justices found this morally equivalent, though, to a marriage of a man to a man. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson noted that Stutzman is not currently selling wedding flowers, but if she were to resume that side of her business, she would not be allowed to sell to only heterosexual couples, reports the Spokesman Review. In the unanimous decision, the court upheld a lower court decision to fine Stutzman $1,000. Alliance Defending Freedom said they will appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. To be sure, conservative Christians are not watching Justice Anthony Kennedy to ascertain the future of religious liberties for Christian business owners. Kennedy is the justice who wrote the Obergefell ruling, enforcing homosexual faux marriage on the country. Jesus said, "In this world you will have persecution, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John 16:33. Obama's final farewell gift to Planned Parenthood may not materialize if Congress has its way. In December, Obama passed a regulation that bans states from defunding any abortion providers. However, Congress has issued a regulation that would render the resolution null and void. The bill states that, quote, "Congress disapproves the rule submitted by the Secretary of Health and Human Services relating to compliance with Title X requirements by project recipients in selecting subrecipients, and such rule shall have no force or effect," unquote. Ashton Kutcher, the actor, spoke to the pervasive evil of human trafficking at a congressional hearing a few days ago. The actor was in tears as he described the evils being done to children that are his children's ages.
"My other day job is that of the father of two, a two-month-old and a two-year-old. And as part of that job that I take very seriously, I believe that it is my effort to defend their right to pursue happiness and to ensure a society and government that defends it as well. As part of my anti-trafficking work, I've met victims in Russia. I've met victims in India. I've met victims that have been trafficked from Mexico, victims in New York and New Jersey and all across our country. I've been on FBI raids where I've seen things that no person should ever see."
Super Bowl Sunday is now infamous for human trafficking and sexual sin. More than 500 people were arrested this year in police stings. In Houston alone, police arrested 183 buyers and 9 traffickers. In a miraculous heart transformation, the mother of a man who purposely crashed his car into a Vietnamese Christian pastor has become a Christian. According to the Gospel Herald story, she was taken aback at how the church forgave her son, pressing no charges against him. The church is now asking for prayer for her son and his family, that they would come to know Jesus. In the providence of God, another major storm is slated to hit the Oroville area in California. Forecasters are calling for another 10 inches of rain, which may challenge the integrity of the dam that already experienced a serious breach last weekend. The National Association of Evangelicals' humanitarian arm, called World Relief, is laying off 150 employees and losing 5 offices in Idaho, Ohio, Florida, Tennessee, and Maryland. This comes after the Trump administration suspended refugee settlement for 4 months with an executive order a few weeks ago. A World Relief director told the Christian Post that the organization had received a, quote, "good chunk," unquote, of their funding from the federal government under the Obama administration. Oklahoma's representatives are reviewing a bill that would require permission from husbands for women who wish to abort their children. The bill adds exceptions in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the woman's life. The Arkansas State House passed a bill banning sex selection abortions by a vote of 79-3. The company Britex is recalling more than 700,000 strollers sold in the United States for what they call a, quote, fall hazard, unquote. Robert and Esther Walker are celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary. They told KCBD, the secret to a happy marriage is a healthy sexual relationship. And, quote, they've kept church at the center of their family and on road trips. They always sing in the car, unquote. Matthew 19:6 says, the two shall become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has put together, let no man put asunder, especially Robert and Esther Walker. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, February 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.